And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you here with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy and City Manager Ron Fear. Any questions, comments, concerns, that number is 785-537-1350. We've had a lot of good calls already, and again, take advantage of that chance to have that back and forth with your elected officials.
Good.
All right, we were talking about all sorts of stuff. It's fun. 9:38. This hour is just really flown by. We have a commission meeting tonight with the first reading of the 2018 budget, and we'll also have a work session next week. If you want to talk a little bit about
it. Well, we have three more general agenda items.
Okay, yeah, let's get to that then.
Let's go to that. So there's the second item on the general agenda is a request to rezone some about 0.88 acres of land at the Manhattan Medical Center facility. There's currently a portion of that is a planned unit development zoning category, and they want to rezone it to C1 commercial zoning for a building addition they're doing there. The Manhattan Medical Center is doing some work at that aspect. This was also, when it appeared before the planning board, there was a request to rezone a residential lot in conjunction with this in the Buena Vista Street area. The planning board approved and does recommend approval of the rezoning of the Manhattan Medical Center from a PUD to a C1 designation for the addition, but they denied or recommended denial of the rezoning in the residential lot. So, and it was a unanimous vote to recommend that denial. So based on that vote, the applicant withdrew that rezoning request for the residential parcel, but the planning board did unanimously recommend rezoning of the C1 category for the building addition in the Manhattan Medical Center lot. So that's the second item for consideration, and there might be some folks that are thinking that residential rezoning is still on the agenda, but it is not part of this, that the applicant has withdrawn that request.
Very good. We do have another caller. Caller, you are on In Focus. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
I wanted to ask Ron, I really appreciate the update on all of the construction projects, road projects around town. I live on College Heights Road, and we have had a project going on that has shut down the road between Lee Street and Sunset for several weeks now, and it doesn't appear that a lot of progress is being made there. Do you have an update on that project?
I do not have that one, and you're right. There's a storm sewer that collapsed there that we're trying to get replaced, and I'm hopeful that that'll get done before school starting, but I don't have an update on that one. I will try to get one, though, and maybe we can get that on the website as to what that timeline is going to be. I know that they ran into some additional issues with some underground utilities there as part of that project, but good point. That's certainly a major corridor feeding into from the west for that neighborhood as well as Lee School up there.
So. Right, and it's been there for, I think, almost 6 weeks.
Yep.
So that's something, and especially with the students coming back.
Sorry, I can't help you more on that one, but we'll try to get an update on the website.
Great.
Thanks for the call.
And again, 75-537-1350 is the number to call. Just got a little around 20 minutes left in this program. And Ron, again, we were going over some of the other items on the agenda for tonight.
Sure. Then the
I just want to add a little bit about the discussion about the Manhattan Medical Center, the request that was denied, and part of it being approved by the Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board. You know, this is a place where we just did a board appreciation last Friday, and I don't think people realize how much we value their discussion and their opinions and their votes when we have our discussions at our city commission meetings. So this was thoroughly vetted by our planning board. You know, if you read through their minutes and look at the discussion, and also their meetings are also recorded and are online on our website. So this is something that I value from our citizens. They're volunteering their time, and sometimes it can go on for hours and hours, and it's so continuous. But we depend on them to give us very good feedback, and then we make a decision, of course. But once again, I just want to thank the Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board for putting in the work that they do on a weekly basis for these things.
The last two items on the general agenda are really similar to rezonings. They're called a municipal facility review process, and this is where the either the city government or some other local government owns property and is proposing a change in use or a different use necessarily. And so we don't really aren't necessarily governed by some of those same zoning requirements. And so what this process does is very similar to the rezoning, though, where the commission weighs the needs of the community for this particular facility against the needs and the desires of the neighborhood that it may be impacting. And so that's a balancing act where they have to kind of weigh all the pros and cons and decide whether or not that's something that we want to do or not. And so the first one here is the proposed Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center. It's something we've talked about quite a bit. So this is the formal consideration for this municipal facility. This is at the Douglas Center Park. Douglas Park. Mm-hmm. So the impacts there would be to add about a 17,000 square foot indoor recreation facility with some additional off-street parking. This would be at the northeast corner of the intersection of 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. There's a little bit of impact to the Flint Hills Breadbasket site there in that part of the project will relocate their outdoor freezer to a better area and claim some of the area where it currently sits on to provide additional parking. It does allow for some future expansion in that particular area for this facility if there were funding put forward. So this is really looking at development of this new indoor facility within that park and how that impacts the rest of the neighborhood.
And would that include indoor basketball courts as well?
It's a full-size multi-purpose court.
Okay.
But it would be a full-length basketball court, two volleyball courts. There's a small walking track around the interior, so mm-hmm. you could have a number of different special events there.
Well, that's right. Good, because if there's anywhere in Manhattan I'm looking for is a place to, you know, keep my jump shot.
There
good.
You go. And there's
I still have eligibility left, so if there's whoever's listening, just in case.
That's the only thing that's stopping for indoor you space. From going to the NBA.
So. Right, exactly.
And this is an area that's growing, and you know, we've discussed this area many times. So this will be, once we get some of these things done, it'll be good to have the plan and the designs, and they're moving forward with the plans for the Douglas Area Center and having more indoor space. And that's basically what our studies have showed, that our neighbors and our citizens want more indoor space. And this will be a multi-purpose center, so basketball, volleyball, walking, pickleball, whatever else they want to do, gymnastics, dancing, whatever it is. But we want our kids and our residents to be healthy and having a good time in our community. So.
You say pickleball?
Pickleball.
Oh, is that a thing?
There is a thing called pickleball. Yeah.
It's gaining in popularity.
It is. Right.
They have a pickleball course up at the court at the Manhattan Country Club.
And
oh, yeah?
Currently
yeah.
play at the Douglas Center at the
They do.
They do it there,
facility.
Too?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pickleball.
Commissioner Butler's wife, I believe, plays twice a week there, too. They have a whole team.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And we've got some programs and some leagues. So if you want to find out more about it, go to the Parks and Rec website mm-hmm. and look for some opportunities for pickleball classes. But right across the street from this location to the west, we have our Manhattan Traffic Operations Facility. And while we're doing a municipal facilities rezoning process, we're looking at this area as well. Back in 2012, right there at the northwest corner of 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard, we purchased a couple of residential lots and added it to our inventory of land there. And what we're wanting to do right now, it's just been vacant. There's some grass and gravel. It's been used for some storage. We want to actually enclose it as part of the traffic operations facility, extend the fence around that particular lot, as well as we also vacated a portion of 11th Street on the west side of the traffic operations facility and poured a new parking lot in that area, and we want to fence that entire facility for the traffic operations facility, as well as it does provide some auxiliary parking for some other city vehicles that are based out of City Hall. So those are, again, two municipal facility processes where the commission's weighing the needs of the community as a municipal government versus the desires and needs of the neighborhood and the impacts on the neighborhood.
And they both require public hearings for the planning board as well as for the city commission. So the public, you know, if there's a desire to speak out on any of these issues or give your input, we're more than welcome to listen.
Very good. 9:48. Got about 10 minutes left. Let's go ahead and go to our last break of the hour. We'll come back more, talk more City of Manhattan right here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.